offense moved the ball every time. There was one three and out. Otherwise, both teams moved right down to the end of the field. Obviously, USA had a three and out and then two scoring touchdowns. Ubley, on the other side of things, moved the ball all the way down the field, stuck in the red zone. Next time they got the ball, drive down the field, score. So we've seen a lot of offense. We just haven't seen all the scoring maybe that you expected. But to counteract that, we really haven't seen any turnovers. We haven't seen any risky plays at all. A lot of wing tee, a lot of runs, and a lot of short passes that are very safe. Outside of that, outside of the interception, that really was a no fault there. It was just trying to make something happen at the end of the half. You've seen a pretty conservative approach by both head coaches.
Looks like we have some scores coming in across from the region. Harbor Beach leads Bad Axe after halftime 34-0. Deckerville leads North Huron 14-8.
A battle there.
That's a very good battle. And we'll see. Those are all the scores we have right now for you. But nothing too surprising in the Harbor Beach game there, except that Nick Hessling missed an extra point.
Now that is a surprise.
Unless they kick two field goals. 2 minutes are before halftime here is over. As both teams are warming up, it's time to take a quick break because this conversation is going absolutely nowhere. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission. Mission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Seconds before we start the second half here, USA leads by a mere 6 points, 14-8, after USA score with 9 seconds left to go in the first half. Should be a great second half here. Depending on the adjustments both teams are going to make, I'm guessing Ubley's going to hone in on a little bit Seth Gangler a little bit more.
Oh, and no doubt about it. Really, USA has shown their only two weapons, Gangler and Harper. Ubley's got to gamble a little bit better on which one is going to get those carries. I don't see any reason why either team goes any different direction here. You may see, if USA comes out and scores here early and gets up by two scores, you may see Ubley dive into the playbook a little bit deeper. Outside of that, you're going to see a lot of the same thing, a lot of clock management, a lot of conservative wing tee runs, hoping to break one loose and catch the defense off guard.
Both teams are starting up. USA kicked off to start the game, so Ubley will be kicking off to USA in the second half. Number 32, Kwiatkowski, the green-clad cleats, kicking this one off right to left across the radio as the lights are on in Ubley. The boot is up. It comes in at the 24-yard line. And number 22 for USA brings it in. That's Nathan Mielke from the 22-yard line out to the 37-yard line for a 15-yard return, but we do have a flag on the play. It lays at the 36-yard line.
Looks like Daniel Rutkowski in on the tackle on special teams.
Is it lays or lies? Lies on the 36.
I would say it lies on the 36.
Yes. It's a block in the back against USA, so that's going to push them back just a few yards, needless to say.
Never good to see that yellow handkerchief in your backfield.
Number 85 Nick Nordstrom blocking the back. It's going to be first and 10 for USA. That pushes them back out to the 25-yard line. 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So first and 10 from the 25 for USA, 75 yards for a score, left to right across your radio in the white helmets. It's a handoff right up the middle. Not much going there, and the pile moves forward out to the 27-yard line. It's going to be a 2-yard gain for the running back in the bow of the pile there, number 27, Seth Gangler. We have an official timeout on the field. Number 32 for Ubley comes trotting off, Kwiatkowski. Not quite sure where his helmet came off.
Evan Black was the last one off the pile there for the Ubley Bearcats.
Here's Lindenberg under center. Two men in the backfield, receiver wide each way. Looking back to pass, actually hands it off to Brandon Harper around the left end, and he gets airborne at the 34-yard line. It's a gain of 5 on the play. Actually, a little bit more than that, 6 yards. Brings up third down. Oh, they're actually saying it's a first down. Enough for a first down right at the 35-yard line. So, new set of downs for the Patriots in the second half here. 11-18 leading, 14-8.
The freshman, Derek Brown, did a nice job bringing down the bigger back.
Same formation, receiver wide each way, and now we have flags flying everywhere. It's going to be a false start against USA. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty, pushing it back to first and 15 for the Patriots.
I am surprised, Clark, we have not seen more of those penalties considering it's the first game of the season for both teams.
That's only the second penalty for USA.
Going to get it all back right here.
And it's a handoff all the way out to the 39-yard line. That's a gain of 9, Brandon Harper. The ball carrier, number 28, the senior running back for this team. 10:50 left in the third. 14-8, USA leads Ubley.
The junior, Scott Shepard, with the tackle for Ubley.
That's the 31st tackle for Ubley Bearcat defense. Two tackles for a loss. Second and 6 coming up for USA. Same formation, receiver wide each way. Lindenberg looking back to pass, and he has to get rid of it quickly, and he does, as he is creamed in the backfield. A little bit underthrown for good reason. Pass was intended for number 88, Hayden Ewald, and Lindenberg heard footsteps and big ones at that. Jonathan Bisher came and just pancaked him, flattened him out like Wile E. Coyote style, and just threw it short a little bit to Hayden Ewald, incomplete, and now brings up third and 6.
You're going to see USA attack that a little more often this second half. The bigger tight end, 6'1", 170, going against them small defensive backs. They're averaging about 5'9", 150 back there.
It's another handoff right through the middle. This one's to Gangler. He's out to the 43-yard line from the 39, a gain of 4, and now a fourth down for USA.
Sawyer Messing, number 67, gets in on the tackle.
That's a new name tonight.
That's his first tackle of the season.
Fourth and 2 for the Patriots at the 43 of their own territory. Left to right across your radio, 9:50 left in the third quarter. USA leads by 6, 14-8. Receiver wide each way. We have Nordstrom to the far sideline. And it's going to be a handoff to Brandon Harper across the line of scrimmage, across the first down stick. And right to midfield at the 50-yard line. He is stopped for a 7-yard gain. Picks up the first down. And 50 yards for a score here is what is needed. And new set of downs for USA.
Number 60, Logan Lemke, makes the tackle for Ubley.
That's his 6th tackle of the night. Starting to rack them up. Rakowski has 8 tackles, though, leading all of the defenders. First and 10, right from midfield at the 50-yard line. Handoff right at the middle, nothing going. Maybe a half a yard to Seth Gangler. Gains about 12 inches. That'd be a foot in metric. 9:05 left in the third.
67, Sawyer Messing with the tackle for Ubley.
Still second and 10, no gain on that last one.